What's going on, people? It's Elijah Blue from the Sideline Views Podcast. Man, I'm back. I just did another podcast the other day, but I'm back already, man, because it's the playoffs. And so I want to kind of see if I can stick to getting here after each game of all the teams. So, like, for example, and I know it's going to start getting a little bit more spread out. So this one was just luck because eight of the teams played on Saturday, then the other eight teams played on Sunday, which was amazing. Great games of basketball. A lot of the games went as expected. Just a couple of surprises. So let's get into it, man. The first game was the Philadelphia 76ers. Man, like they beat the shit out of Brooklyn, and there's no surprise there. I mean, they're the better team. They're the bigger team. They're the tougher team. They have the better stars, right? Mikal Bridges, he did his thing. But when you – there's just no defense for Joel Embiid. And I guess going into game two, I would expect more of the same just due to the fact that your game plan is to double team, you know, Joel Embiid. And you double team him and it still didn't work. So I would only imagine what you're going to do, triple team him next? You know what I mean? So nothing different, nothing's going to change there. Is James Harden going to hit 7-8 threes again, whatever? He can, but even if he doesn't, if the team could just get – Tobias Harris was playing good, right? Now, I know we get on Tobias Harris a lot, whether it be his inconsistency or just disappearing in big games. I always say he's the type of guy that if you need 18 points – he's going to get you 18 points. If you need 25 points, he's going to get you 18 points. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's not that guy that can rise to a different occasion, but that was some good production he gave the other day. And I think this is a matchup where Tobias Harris will continue to thrive because Brooklyn's just a small team, you know, to be honest with you. They're just a small team compared to this team. So no surprises there, man. I expect game two to be the same. They might even sweep Brooklyn. I'm going to go with the gentleman sweep. I know I think I said 5 or 6 in the other podcast, but, you know, I would say closer to that 5. You know what I mean? Unless somehow Brooklyn comes in and wins the next game. But I think Philly's going to win the next game. So, But I was impressed with James Harden. I was actually impressed with the entire team, to be completely honest with you. All right. The Hawks and the Celtics. They beat the shit out of the Hawks. You know, the final score isn't even as close. I mean, isn't even, like, it's closer than the game actually was. And we know what that was about. You know, the team lets up once you up by 30. And then, you know, the Hawks go on a little run. I think they brought it down to, like, what, 15 points or something like that. But it was at one point they were down by 30 in the game. I mean, I think it was, like, the third quarter they was down by 30. As a matter of fact, even in the second quarter, it was down by, like, 25. Five or something like that. Like, they were beating the shit out of Brooklyn. I mean, Atlanta, Boston was. And I think what impresses me a lot is you don't got to run plays for Jaylen Brown. You can run zero plays for him, and he just knows how to be effective in the game, right? Robert Williams came in. His defense, I mean, oh my God, they bring him off the bench, getting him back acclimated to it. I really, really like what I saw from Boston. I think Boston showed that. They showed their depth, so they showed that, yo, we got pieces. Because, I mean, Derek White was coming in the game. He was doing his thing. Right? Like he was doing his thing. And Malcolm Brogdon came in. He was doing his thing. The passes that they were making, I mean, putting the ball all around the court. Like, I was really – so, I didn't miss a single game. You know what I mean? I didn't miss a single game. And so – Again, what I'm getting at is the Boston Celtics will easily win this series. I think they'll sweep Atlanta. You know, I remember I did say that, yo, Atlanta can probably make some things interesting, but they can't. They can't. They had the perfect game plan for Trae Young. Now, I do expect Trae Young to have at least one good game in this series. But look at this. Derek White had 24.7 assists. Marcus Smart, 11 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists. Tatum and Brown, 29 and 25. Like, you know what I mean? Robert Williams, 12 and 8 off the bench. Like, Malcolm Brogdon didn't even have a good game. Like, he hit 5 points, 5 rebounds, but he went out there and just did his job. You know what I mean? He orchestrated the ball. You know, he played some defense. Like, he did exactly what he didn't do too much. Like, this team, everyone knows their role. Everyone's comfortable in their role. And I expect that to continue throughout the playoffs. Now, we can argue if this team is too small when they go up against the Joel Embiid, but when they're doing that offensive, and by the way, Brown had a couple of plays where, like, he went backdoors. One play, he went backdoor. Marcus Smart did a nice little dime. He slammed that motherfucker. I was like, yo, that dude is different, man. One surprise for me was the Cavaliers versus the Knicks. Now, I got some strong thoughts on Donovan Mitchell. If they lose this series, man, I got to look at Donovan Mitchell and just say, all right, maybe he's just not that guy that you know, we keep saying he is, right? Now, should the Knicks have traded for him? I still think the Knicks should have traded for him, because having him and Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle would have been special, right? I ain't going to say special, but it would have been really good. But I'm just looking at Donovan Mitchell. I'm like, yo, maybe he's just not that guy. Like, you know what I mean? Because they should have beat the Knicks. Now, let's be fair, it's only game one. But you can't lose that game in your building, man. You cannot lose that game in your building. Not when, you know, you hooping like that. And we can't blame the supporting cast no more, because you got the cast. The supporting cast is there. You know what I mean? So, I think they're going to have a real tough time defending the Knicks. Even though the Cavs is one of the best defensive teams in the league, they're going to have a tough time defending the Knicks, man, because the Knicks was just like kind of getting to the paint whenever they wanted to. The mid-range shots, I mean, it was times where Cavs was up by 5 and Jalen Brunson just come with 2 big plays in the paint. Like, I mean, just walking them straight down, getting to the paint, posting up Darius Garland, then hitting the turnaround. Come on, man. But salute to the Knicks on that one. That's going to be a dogfight of a series right there. That's going to be a dogfight of the series. You know what I mean? The Warriors and the Kings. This game wasn't surprising to me. I picked the Kings to win this series. I was talking to Lee Too Cool, and he was talking about how close the game was and some comments he's seen on Twitter. If you pick in a 7-game series, the game's going to be close. So you shouldn't be nervous if you only win the game by 3 points. Like, you're going against a team that is not a typical 6 seed. So you're going to have games where the game's going to be really close. It might be a game you win by 1 point. A win is a win. You know what I mean? So they shouldn't be discouraged at all. You go into the next game and you come in with the same game plan. That's it. You know what I mean? I don't think, you know, of course you're going to make some adjustments, but if you lose the next game, it don't mean nothing. We got this game going 7, so you're going to lose. Like me and bro got this game going, this series going 7. So winning game 1 by 3 points doesn't mean anything. If you come out the next game and get blown out, then, you know. And listen, the Warriors actually play better than the Kings. So if you think about it, if the Warriors played at the top of their game and they lost, and the Kings could have played a lot better, that's optimist for you to go into the next game and say, yo, we the better team, and I think they're the better team. You know what I mean? You know. So, salute to Steph Curry, salute to the Warriors, but I think the Kings taking that series. All right, let's move on over to Sunday. So, the Lakers versus the Memphis Grizzlies. No surprise to me at all. The Lakers are the better team. They're the bigger team. They're the smarter team. The Grizzlies might have the better coach of the two, but I'm going to go with the Lakers because, first of all, the best player of both teams is on the Lakers. The second best player of both teams is on the Lakers. So as long as I know people are not going to agree with me on this, the Lakers have the better supporting cast if we just go down the list. Their team fits better, right? Like, Memphis got some pieces over there, but when you really go down that roster, let's do it, right? LeBron versus Ja. You picking LeBron. AD versus Jaren Jackson. You picking AD. Now we get to Desmond Bane. All right, you pick Desmond Bane over D'Angelo Russell. But Tyus Jones over Dennis Schroeder, that's a wash to me. you know. You know, I know people love to say, yo, Tyus Jones would be a great starting point guard. That's cool. Being a starting point guard don't mean you're a star, though. You know what I'm saying? So they match up. That's a wash to me. Who else? We keep going. Xavier Tillman. I'm going with Rui Hachimura. Then you got, Austin Reeves. I forgot about Austin Reeves. Austin Reeves is better than the fourth best player on the Memphis Grizzlies. So the Lakers are the better team to me. And like I said, LeBron didn't have to do too much in this game. AD was amazing defensively, right? So LeBron did his part. And he finally got a team where you can get a ball to other people. Like Austin Reeves was making plays. If you look at the end of the court, Austin Reeves was making plays at the end of the game, right? Getting LeBron a nice wide open three. Rui Hachimura hitting like five threes, maybe six. He led the team in scoring. He got himself a bag. So I like that pickup when it first came. Love that pickup. So I think the Lakers are going to win that series in six. They could win that. They could win it in five if they put their feet on the gas. They can win that in five. The Miami Heat versus the Milwaukee Bucks. I love this. Because on the last pod, I said the Miami Heat can make things interesting against the Milwaukee Bucks. And I picked they go on seven games. But, you know, if Giannis don't come back, then Miami Heat is for sure winning that series, in my opinion. Now, he did lose Tyler Herro, so that's hurt too. So both teams are going to be hurt. You know what I mean? And Milwaukee can still win this series without Giannis. I would suspect that Giannis won't play the next game, but I think he'll be back in this series. So, you know, I won't put too much stock into game one, but Jimmy Butler's he's a different fucking person when it comes to the playoffs. He's a different fucking person. I said that to y'all the other day. So I'm going Miami now. I'm going Miami now to win this series in seven, but this is going to be a very, very interesting series. Very interesting series. Miami is a tricky team, too, because, like, all the depth is on Milwaukee's side, but Miami got a bunch of guys who, like, the cap in the league is such a tricky situation, and I think they should find a way to fix it to where maybe you select one max guy to not count against the cap. So, like, even though, like, he'll just be a guy that gets paid a $50 million contract, whatever, but don't count it against the cap, so you can still put a good team around people, right? And some of y'all might not agree with that. Y'all might say, yo, they ain't our fault. Like, find a way to build a good team. But when you look at Miami, it's like you got three guys you're paying max dollars. So now you got to rely on a bunch of, like, you got to rely on a bunch of veteran guys or, like, some guys that was undrafted that you just hope can have a big game. And it sucks because could you imagine if Miami had an extra $40 million to go and put three or four other guys on the team? Now you can look and say, holy shit, we really got some more competitive thing. And it will be more vets in the league, I think. Like, you wouldn't have Carmelo Anthony sitting home, Dwight Howard sitting home, DeMarcus Cousins sitting home, right? But that's just my opinion. You know, that being said, Miami, if they can win this, then I think there's optimism for them going forward. But win or loss, though, without, like, going far in the playoffs, you still got to have a very creative, interesting offseason with this team, because this team isn't built for championship success long term. You know what I mean? Whether they beat Milwaukee or not. All right. Let's jump on over to the Clippers versus the Suns. Y'all know I love this, man. So I'm watching the game. And it's crazy. Shout out to Kawhi Leonard, man. He shows up, man. By the way, I lost on my parlay last night just because Russ, like, I had him to score 15 points, and he didn't. And that's my fault because I shouldn't have picked it. But 15 points is not a lot. But still, I should not have picked it because I didn't want to go with it in the first place. But I was being greedy, and I went for it. But the rest of them was like a gimme. Kawhi to score 27, Durant to score 25, Devin Booker to score 25. I should have just kept it there, but I wanted to be a little greedy and I added Russell Westbrook. But anyways, he played great though. Well, he didn't play great, but he came up clutch at the end. Good defense on Devin Booker. Offensive rebound. I think he had 5 offensive rebounds. Crazy. He kept a couple plays alive, which was a big deal. Kawhi Leonard did his thing. Two straight threes. And then Eric Gordon hit a 3. Now, I told y'all yesterday, I wanted to pick the Clippers over the Suns, even without Paul George. And the reason why is because the Clippers got a lot of... They got... Man, if you look at their roster from top to bottom, they got a lot of pieces that can go out there and get you some buckets. So, I really like the Clippers. And I think I want to switch my official pick from the Phoenix Suns to the Los Angeles Clippers to win this in 6 games. They stole game 1. And I said this the other day. If they can steal game 1, now I don't know if P coming back, but if he comes back, I'm definitely picking the Clippers. But they stole game 1. I think Phoenix will take game 2. I think the Clippers could win both games in LA. Maybe losing Phoenix and then winning LA in game 6. I really think that can happen. So we're all going to stay tuned on that. The Denver Nuggets and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Let me just sit here and apologize right now. I apologize to Denver. Minnesota can't fuck with Denver. Joker had 13 points, and they blew him out. The Minnesota Timberwolves, they need to just blow this team up and build around Anthony Edwards. Like, just blow this fucking team up, right? Trade Rudy Gobert. I'm not sure how many people will want him right now, but... maybe you could trade him to Memphis or something. I don't know. Trade Rudy Gobert. Trade Cat. I think you can actually get some good value for Cat, because I think a lot of people would like to have Cat on their team. A 7-foot guy who can shoot. Like, I think a lot of teams will play him at the 5, though, rather than putting him at the 4, like what the Minnesota Timberwolves are trying to do. And I won't shit on the Timberwolves, because I think they try to get... Like, shit just wasn't working, and they just tried something, and it's just not working. So, you can't go into the next season trying this shit again. This team does not fit. Like, Denver is going to beat the shit out of them. This is going to be a 5-game series. Like, they can't do shit with Joker. And I thought the fact that Rudy Gobert would be on the court the whole time would help them, but him being so trash on the offensive end is just not good for these guys. So, in my opinion... When they lose, they need to go into the offseason. They need to blow this up and build around Anthony Edwards and try their best to just put some like, get you a nice playmaking guard, try to get you another scorer. Like for example, if you can get 2 picks for Karl-Anthony Towns, and let's say you can get you can find a way to trade somebody else to get a pick, maybe add Bradley Beal to the team or something like that. But I don't know what you have to do, but this ain't going to fucking work. Dude, this is not going to work. Scoring, being only putting up 80 fucking points. I know people going to say, "Well, listen, they was missing Jalen McDaniel. He wouldn't have made a difference. He wouldn't have made a difference. Let's add what 7 points to the score. You know what I mean? He's probably averaging more than that. I don't even know right now, but let's add another 7 or 10 points. You still lose by 20. So all I'm saying is, this shit ain't going to work. I'm sorry for disrespecting Denver. Denver is legit. And I guess I put too much of my faith in Minnesota. Minnesota is trash. It is not going to work. Anyways, that's just my thoughts coming off of the game 1s. Game 2 is starting to come down today. I probably won't be able to do these every other day because I can't see it ever playing out again like it did this weekend, obviously, with some games being able to start at 12 and some games being able to start at 3. They were able to get 4 games in each day. Now, I know tonight I think it's probably only 2 games. You know what I mean? So even if I do it again, I won't be able to get all the game 2s in. So I'll probably wait a few days until all the game 2s are played and then just come back. And these podcasts would be short. It's nothing crazy because it's not a lot going on. And I'm just coming in here just giving my thoughts. Just shit that's interesting, because I don't really have people to really, talk sports to. a lot like I used to, because everyone just be having shit going on, you know what I mean? And so, you know, this gives me a way to kind of just get my thoughts out there. People can just hear my thoughts, and I mean, you could disregard them, whatever the case is, it doesn't matter. But, you know, and then when I get to work, not too many people know what the fuck they're talking about, just to be honest with you. And plus, it'd be so busy that it's like, man, you know, fuck it. But anyways, that being said, that's my thoughts on game one, man. And I'm extremely excited. Like, it's been a while since I sat through multiple NBA games in one day. So I'm extremely excited about tonight. I can't wait. And I mean, hey, man, it's the playoffs, man. And listen, these are the first round. Like, this is the first rounds of the playoffs, and we got some really good matchups, man. Like I said, the only matchups that I don't see being, like, competitive at all is the Sixers matchups. It was a good game. Don't get me wrong. It was a good game. But at the end of the game, the best team just showed. Actually, you know what? Let me stop that. The Sixers are going to be competitive games. It's not going to be a long series, is what I'm trying to say. But Boston-Atlanta series is not going to be competitive at all. And this Minnesota and Denver series is also not going to be competitive. You know what I mean? So we can just go on with the fact that we know those teams are going to the next round. The other teams, you could legit make an argument that any team could win. So, like I said, the two that's the most intriguing to me, though, is the Clippers series with the Phoenix Suns and then the Sacramento series with the Golden State Warriors. The Memphis series is not that intriguing. I mean, I love it, but I got the Lakers winning pretty easily. You know what I mean? Anyways, that's just my thoughts, man. Elijah Blue is out.